Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Ides of March, and of course that Caesar had been late when he went into the Senate, and if he had listened to his wife and stayed home, he would have probably still been alive. Among the birthdays today, Hadrian, who was a successor to Julius Caesar. Now, there's a thing in a wall dividing England and Scotland, and Hadrian built that as what one of my English girlfriends used to say, it was to keep them out of the Scots. Today is the birthday of Andrew Jackson, who is Scotch-Irish ethnicity, and he was a prisoner as a teenager on a British ship during the American Revolutionary War. His brother died because of the abuse by the British, the English, I should say. He never forgave the English for that. Also, Andrew Jackson, was from Tennessee, known as Old Hickory. I don't think he liked Indians, and he did fight in the Seminole Wars. I understand that he did study law, a lot of guys did, and he used to settle cases by duels. Quite a guy, and of course we can thank those of people who live in New Orleans and thank Jackson for defeating the British at the Battle of New Orleans, even though the battle was fought 2 weeks after the peace treaty had been signed between the United States and Great Britain. I think it was the Treaty of Ghent, and of course, I didn't have a telegraph in those days. It took about 2 weeks for the news to get back to the States, but we won. Among the other birthdays today, one of the Strauss families, this is not the Jewish Strausses, this is the Austrian Strausses, and Edward Strauss was one, I think he was the father of Johann Strauss Sr. and then Johann Strauss Jr. They were all composers of music and great musicians. Controversial member, socialist member of FDR's cabinet, Harold Ickes, I-C-K-E-S. His son is in politics today, or was, and is also another controversial radical left-winger connected to the Clinton and Mr. O. If you've seen the Schubert Theaters, Lee Schubert was the founder. I think he was Jewish heritage. He was not related to the Austrian composer Franz Schubert, who incidentally died of syphilis very young. Canadian composer, we wrote a very nice music in the 19th century, Colin McKeith, okay? The guy who, the German officer, an aristocrat, TV star of the 60s, MacDonald Carey, his birthday. Great, he had a great voice, CBS correspondent in Europe, David Schoenbrunn. We have Harry James, great trumpet player, and he married Betty Grable, whose legs were the pinups of the GIs during World War II. And if you lived in New York and you've seen the Lower East properties, Lawrence Tisch, Jewish family, born on this day. And of course, we have one of these media preachers, Jimmy Swaggart. And of course, rock and roll, Black Star, Sly and the Family Stone, Sly Stone, and a controversial baseball player, Barry Bonds. Of course, among probably the most prominent death on this day was the assassination of Julius Caesar. Great movie. I think the best one is with Marlon Brando, and I always liked Louis Calhoun, who played Caesar. The only thing that ruined it was they had Edmund O'Brien, who couldn't lose his Brooklyn accent. He was playing, I think, Casca. And then, of course, the great John Gielgud played Crassus. And, of course, we had Brutus. And there have been many versions of Julius Caesar in film and on stage since then. Among the events today, this is interesting, in 1812, which is also a name of famous Russian composer's 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky, which had nothing to do with the 1812 war, by the way. The first Russian settlement was set up here in California. And, of course, the Russians didn't come down to San Francisco. Otherwise, we might be flying the Russian flag today, although a lot of Russians have emigrated, both Jewish heritage and other Russians who have come to the States. They're looking for freedom, and they're very hard workers, very good people. And all of them are very articulate in English as well as Russian and other languages. Since this is, we're going to be celebrating all next week, we'll be doing our thing on the Irish. I'd like to quit them, having gone to a school dominated by Irish ethnics and run by Irish priests, but French-Canadian nuns. The first U.S. cardinal of Irish descent, Cardinal McCloskey, was named a cardinal in 1875. Most of the American cardinals in the Roman Catholic Church have been of Irish heritage. We had Cardinal Glennon, Cardinal Hayes, we had Cardinal Strich, Cardinal McIntyre, Los Angeles, and then, of course, we had our share of Germans and a few Italians. Would you believe this? Oh, yeah, so the first elevator was invented by Jesse Reno, not related to Janet Reno. And believe this, horse racing was banned in San Francisco on this date. And on this day also, the famous Rolls-Royce Corporation, a great car manufacturer, and also they made aircraft engines in World War II. Henry Ross and Johnson went in business together and created a great corporation. Also on this day, Finland in 1907 was the first European country to grant women the vote. And in 1913, Woodrow Wilson, Thomas Woodrow Wilson, the only president associated with New Jersey, although he was born in Virginia, as president, he held the first presidential news conference. And also on this day, General Pershing, Black Jack Pershing, chased Pancho Villa into Mexico, but didn't catch him. And also General Pershing, he wasn't a general then, he also was on horseback, and he was part of that expedition, military expedition, to catch Pancho Villa. 1930, the first American Navy submarine was launched, the USS Nautilus. Later, the first nuclear American submarine, I think in the 50s during the Eisenhower administration, was also named Nautilus. On this day also, the first black, and a guy named John Lee, was commissioned as the first black U.S. Navy officer. The U.S. Navy has been notoriously racist. And in all places, in Cleveland, we had the first small claims court set up. In 1945, Irish actor Barry Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby of Irish descent and Ingrid Bergman of Swedish descent starred in a movie and got an Academy Award for the film Going My Way. In 1919, the American Legion was set up in Paris after the successful end of World War I. 1934, we had the U.S. Information Service set up. 1937 in Chicago, the first blood bank was set up, and then the guy was a black doctor who developed blood transfusions during World War II. And then also in 1972, on this day, we had the first, I think it was one attempted assassination, but it did paralyze George Corley Wallace, who was governor of Alabama, and he was also running for president. Since Pat Butler is, he's part Russian, believe it or not, but I call him a professional Irishman. I've known him for 50 years, and he's written two books, one on Lakeview in Chicago, which was dominated by Germans, and of course there were some Irish and Swedes, Scandinavians, as we used to call them. And he's written another book on Uptown in Chicago, and we'll get into that another day. But I always tease him about, he says he's going to write a book on assassinations, and here is part of that excerpt from that interview. And next week it'll be Irish Week, and we will get into some of the things you didn't know about the Irish, and some of the things you don't want to know. But anyway, this Irishman will be talking in this interview about presidents and assassins.
I'm going to do something on assassinations in American politics of politicians and judges. Guess what state has the most political assassinations? I was surprised when I saw this.
What state?
New Mexico.
Dating
back to 1847, and of course there's something had to do with my family. A guy named John Bent, he was appointed, he was a soldier, and then he went out to New Mexico as governor, and there was a revolt in 1847 of the guy's name was Tomasito Romero, and they were opposed to, you know, America's encroachments, trying to make New Mexico the Texas thing and the annexation and all of that. And interestingly enough, he shot through a window, I think, or shot him with guns and arrows, or bows and arrows. Anyway, he surrendered, and he was put in the brig at a fort, and a guy named John Fitzgerald summarily executed him without trial. Guess where this Fitzgerald guy was from? It's really funny.
Where?
Cook County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, and then there were other assassinations in New Mexico.
That's Cook County, Chicago, for the benefit of
your... Oh, right, yeah. Well, when you say Cook County, the Cogner Senti know what you're talking about. I should say. But, it's interesting. Now, also, getting back to Chicago, why was Carter Harrison assassinated?
Okay, Carter Harrison was assassinated by a guy by the name of Patrick Prendergast.
Mm-hmm.
Who was mad because Carter Harrison did not appoint him to the City Corporation Council's office.
Was he the attorney? Because
Patrick Prendergast was not an attorney, but Patrick Prendergast had read law and figured he was qualified for the job.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice patch in this job. You pass it down to your family.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Prendergasts today, they... still are not fond of their name being linked to that guy.
Oh, incidentally, for people.
In fact, I asked a Prendergast once if he was any relation, and he kind of said that's something we like to forget.
For those of you who don't know, City Corporation, Corporation Council, out here it's known as City Attorney, as opposed to District Attorney or State's Attorney. A lot of people don't know the difference, of these terms. But, that's a big office of a lot of patronage, as I remember.
Oh, yes.
Now, of course, there was Anton Cermak, and, of course, the Bohemians versus the Irish, Kelly, Pat Kelly in that crowd?
That would be Edmund Kelly.
Ed Kelly.
Not to be confused with the Ed Kelly, who was president of the Chicago Park District.
Oh, really?
And head of the 47th Ward, Fighting 47th Democratic Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Kelly is now in his late 80s.
Oh, wow.
And he is very active in raising money for Marine Corps veterans and raising money for Maryville Academy.
Oh, by the way, there was two assassinations in Missouri, and one of them had a link to a place called Maryville, not the one in Des Plaines.
Right, I know.
Oh, you know about that one.
Yeah, you better explain to your listeners that the Maryville in Des Plaines is a school. The Maryville that you're talking about was a small town in Missouri.
Right, precisely. Yeah, I think there were two there. There was the last public political assassination was an appointee by a guy named John Wood, who was appointed to the federal bench, but I guess he never gets a cent on it. He was appointed by Bush, and he was killed, I think, at, the Gifford attempted assassination.
Yeah.
And, and New York has a couple besides McKinley. And Kentucky and Arkansas, surprising, and Texas. So it's really interesting. But I thought New Mexico was the shocker of all, you know.
Yeah, really, I didn't think much happened in New Mexico except for, you know, the occasional Indian uprising.
Well, that was one of them, the Mexicans. Well, Patrick, if you were talking to a presidential candidate or a president and they ask you what, do you think, with your knowledge, and not, I won't say experience, your knowledge of history and assassinations, what advice would you, or a political candidate, what advice would you give them to better protect themselves?
Well, as a matter of fact, the first thing I would say is if you're riding in an open parade, keep the bubble top on. Yeah, in the second place, to get serious for a minute, you cannot let the fear of that prevents you from going out and having the contact with the public, because that's part of the job. Mm-hmm. And I had one former president tell me once that you have to accept the fact that anybody who is willing to die himself in exchange for your life can do that.
Oh, right.
There are just limits to what you can do to protect yourself. Unless, of course, you want to be a hermit. And in that case, you have no business running for that office.
Or some of the other offices.
It's a risk that goes with the job.
Yeah.
It's just like if you don't like heights, don't become a paratrooper. if you're afraid of fire, don't become a firefighter. And if you don't like dark alleys, don't become a cop.
Well, as we remember some of the dark alleys in Chicago, the cops would be dragging people in there, not being dragged in there. And we know what they did, brass knuckles and a billy.
Well, of course, justice takes many forms.
Indeed. Oh, Patrick, just to jump ahead, to go back on, we discussed you were at Quantico during, one of your journalistic jaunts, and you had talked to two Marines at different times, and you asked them questions about the Kennedy assassination. Would you fill us in on that?
No, that's not what happened.
Okay, correct me then. I stand corrected.
No, that's not what happened.
Okay.
During a off-the-record briefing,
mm-hmm.
one of the Marine officers asked if we could name five famous Marines. And I named a few,
mm-hmm.
and someone, a bit of a smartass, I think, named Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh.
And he said, only half jokingly, yes, we taught him how to shoot. He didn't mean that as an endorsement of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He simply meant that they gave very good training for what they did,
mm-hmm.
For what the job required. Again, that does not mean that they approved of mm-hmm. that. It simply meant that Lee Harvey Oswald did learn how to shoot properly.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been a complete nut, but he was able to do that job.
Mm-hmm. But,
his grades in the Marine Corps were passing and slightly above.
No, but the whole issue about getting three shots off in under 6 minutes, 6 seconds, I think we discussed that.
I've never made those shots. I have not been to the Texas School Book.
No. I mean,
people who have been there,
okay,
and they have a background,
mm-hmm,
and they tell me that yes, a person should be able to make those three shots.
Mm-hmm. Did it depend on
this is just people that, you know, there's nothing special about them. They weren't SEALs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They had the training, and their attitude was that, yeah, it could be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's one of these things that we'll have to wait till the hereafter to get this sorted out, if that's possible.
Arguing over the Lincoln assassination.
Yeah, no, I mean, these are the two most controversial assassinations in American history so far, and let's hope this is the last of them. You know, I hope it never happens again.
Well, we all do, but, you know, you and I both know that things like this do happen, and probably will happen again at some point.
By the way, Patrick, are you working, we joked about this many times, are you working on a book on assassinations?
I have done one. It's a matter of finding a publisher.
Oh, okay, so it's in. You don't have the galleys yet. No pun intended.
No.
How is your other book on Ravenswood Lakeview doing?
Okay, the book on Ravenswood Lakeview is out.
Mm-hmm.
It is doing well in the Chicago area.
Okay.
The book on Edgewater and Uptown.
Oh.
Is doing well, but it's too early to tell how well it's going to do.
Same publisher?
We got out recently. Same publisher.
Okay.
And that would be History Books.
Okay. Well, make sure I get a copy, because I'm recommending this to all these expatriates and migrants. I don't use the word migrant unless I'm angry. All these immigrants from the Midwest who are familiar with Chicago, and this is history that they should know about and see what they left.
Yes, the book runs $20 a piece, and the autograph is free.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it up as a book you should buy for Christmas, and will not end up on the remainder pile in some bookstore that's going bankrupt.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's available at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay. I will bring it up, and thank you, Patrick.
It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, I will bring up all those sources. I don't mind doing a little flogging myself of books, not of backs.
Did you say flogging or blogging?
I said flogging of books, not backs.
Okay.
This is San Francisco, but I don't go that far.
One never knows.
No, you know, I inflict pain. I don't, you know, endure it. I'll let vicarious experience is enough. Well, Pat, always good talking to you, and we'll do another one, and I will just slightly edit this, and then we'll put it up. And I will be putting up something on YouTube. Julius Caesar was the first important assassination that changed history.
Well, that's worth a subject in itself.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll talk about that, because, well, you know, what happened was the end of the Republic, the fighting that ended with Octavian becoming Augustus and setting up the Roman emperors, the Caesars, and then all the degenerates, Nero, Tiberius, Caligula, Elagabius, all the rest. I didn't know that gay marriage was accepted even in Egypt, but interestingly, I don't see anything among the Greeks who had their own little perversions, you know.
Yeah, but, well, that's a whole separate subject.
yes, well, yeah, but we won't get into that, not today. Assassination is enough.
When are you coming to Chicago?
I don't know. I'll let you know ahead of time. You know, right now I'm still recovering from some surgery and kind of take care of a few things. But maybe Deb and I can come. We just got to arrange a few things. And she was there once, so she didn't stay that long. I think she was with some guy who owned a condo on Lake Michigan or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, we don't talk much about that. When you come from New York, you want to leave everything behind in more ways than one.
This is true.
Pat, oh, good talking to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Sounds good.
We'll be in touch. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Well, that was an interview we did, and it's one of my, we enjoy talking in the interviews and entering. I think since this is the Ides of March, I jokingly had Julius Caesar had played poker with the senators, maybe he wouldn't have been assassinated, and of course had Andrew Jackson played poker with, and they had poker invented at that time, he had played poker with some of his political contemporaries, maybe his administration wouldn't have been so acrimonious. We'll end with our usual politics and poker, and next week it'll be Irish Week all week.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither games for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Well, folks, we ran over, but we'll be back Monday, the 17th, and it'll be, the whole week will be devoted to the Irish. Some of the things you didn't know about the Irish, some of the things you don't want to know about the Irish. Some of this is in cheek. It's my tongue and somebody else's cheek. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and we have a lot of rare history, things that most people, even people of Irish ethnicity, don't know. And there'll be some updated stuff. And, of course, we did do an interview with, I jokingly call him the professional Irishman, Patrick Butler. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. It's good night, and have a safe weekend. And don't eat too much corned beef and cabbage. And, of course, what is it, heart beer? Lay off the Jameson, and don't beat anybody with your shillelagh.